So this is Memorial Day weekend. And as you can see in the bulletin, I've entitled this service, Honoring, Remembering, Remembrance with Open Acceptance and Respect. And we'll talk about that a little more as we go along. But first, I just want to give you a little thumbnail sketch of the history of Memorial Day. And let me tell you, it's a thumbnail sketch. It goes on and on. And when I had the inspiration to do this, I wrote down a whole bunch of stuff. Last night, I went back over it and I found all new stuff. It's just, whew. So here are a few things. Pericles, a Greek statesman. This is the first any written recorded of something resembling Memorial Day. Declared an honoring of soldiers who were killed in the Peloponnesian War. On May 1st in 1865, the U.S. colored troops held a ceremony in Charleston, South Carolina to bury Union soldiers who had died in a Confederate prison camp, which was formerly a racetrack. So that's the first that bringing this home to the United States. Later in 1865, Union General John A. Logan called for a National Day of Remembrance and first called it Decoration Day. I've always wondered about that. Which is this? Well, it's both. And he did this because there were numerous services being offered around the country offering graveside tributes, and American flags were included, and sometimes flowers. And I found a note that said, Mary Ann Williams is credited by the Department of Veteran Affairs with the idea of, quote, strewing flowers on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers. So, after World War II, the holiday evolved to commemorate all military personnel in all wars, not just the Civil War. And there was a note that said there are still 9 states which honor fallen Confederate soldiers on another date, but the date wasn't given. In 1950, a congressional resolution was passed asking then President Truman to issue a resolution calling on Americans to observe Memorial Day as a day of prayer for permanent peace. I think that got lost. Perhaps we should find our way to that prayer again. In 2008, President Clinton signed a proclamation for a national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. in all local time. So it was a remembrance wave across the country in our 4 time zones. And I also found a note that said that people and organizations often fly American flags at half-mast on Memorial Day. So, first, I'd like to just remember veterans. And some of us may know people who are fallen veterans who gave their lives in various conflicts for that which we value in this country. But I'd also like to open that to people who served as veterans, even though we have a Veterans Day in November. I like to think that we're always expansive and inclusive. So any reflection on a veteran who fell in conflict, or if you have any other veterans' remembrances. I thought I'd do just a couple to kind of prime the pump. My dad was a vet. He did not get to Europe. He was in at that time, it was called the United States Army Air Force. And he was at Eglin Field in Florida. And occasionally he would share certain easy remembrances of those days. And my mom and dad graduated in the same class together in high school in Kane. And their best friends, Bud and Fran Baker, always reminds me of our Bakers here in church. They graduated the same year, so our family spent a lot of time together. And Bud and my dad both were some of those guys that they broke the mold, and there was never another one like them. And Bud used to tell these really strange and funny stories about being in a German prison camp, being a prisoner of war. But, you know, he sort of turned it into a funny story. And he could have been a stand-up comedian. And that took me to Tom Brokaw's book, The Greatest Generation, because my remembrance of my parents' generation was that they didn't talk about a lot of things. They just tucked it in, tucked themselves in, did what they were supposed to do, got a job, got married, bought a house, raised a family, or whatever was what they thought was how you were to live a worthy life. But I think there are many memories that many of us can or might share this morning. So if anyone has a remembrance you'd like to offer to the congregation, both Lou and Melissa are available with a mic. Just raise your hand and we'll come.